Book 2, Chapter 13. Nero adds four cities to Agrippa's kingdom, but the other parts of Judea were under Felix. The disturbances which were raised by the Sicarii, the magicians, and an Egyptian false prophet. The Jews and Syrians have a contest at Caesarea. Now as to the many things in which Nero acted like a madman, out of the extravagant degree of the felicity and riches which he enjoyed, and by that means used his good fortune to the injury of others, and after what manner he slew his brother, and wife, and mother, from whom his barbarity spread itself to others that were most nearly related to him, and how at last he was so distracted that he became an actor in the scenes, and upon the theatre, I omit to say any more about them, because there are writers enough upon those subjects everywhere. But I shall turn myself to those actions of his time in which the Jews were concerned. Nero therefore bestowed the kingdom of the Lesser Armenia upon Aristobulus, Herod's son. Footnote, i.e. Herod, king of Chalcis. End footnote. And he added to Agrippa's kingdom four cities, with the toparchies to them belonging, I mean Abila, and that Julius which is in Perea, Terichea also, and Tiberias of Galilee. But over the rest of Judea he made Felix procurator. This Felix took Eleazar, the arch-robber, and many that were with him, alive, when they had ravaged the country for 20 years together, and sent them to Rome. But as to the number of the robbers whom he caused to be crucified, and of those who were caught among them, and whom he brought to punishment, they were a multitude not to be enumerated. When the country was purged of these, there sprang up another sort of robbers in Jerusalem, which were called Sicarii, who slew men in the daytime and in the midst of the city. This they did chiefly at the festivals, when they mingled themselves among the multitude, and concealed daggers under their garments, with which they stabbed those that were their enemies. And when any fell down dead, the murderers became a part of those that had indignation against them, by which means they appeared persons of such reputation that they could by no means be discovered. The first man who was slain by them was Jonathan the high priest, after whose death many were slain every day, while the fear men were in of being so served was more afflicting than the calamity itself, and while everybody expected death every hour, as men do in war, so men were obliged to look before them, and to take notice of their enemies at a great distance, nor, if their friends were coming to them, durst they trust them any longer, but, in the midst of their suspicions and guarding of themselves, they were slain. Such was the celerity of the plotters against them, and so cunning was their contrivance. There was also another body of wicked men gotten together, not so impure in their actions, but more wicked in their intentions, which laid waste the happy state of the city no less than did these murderers. These were such men as deceived and deluded the people under pretense of divine inspiration, but were for procuring innovations and changes of the government, and these prevailed with the multitude to act like madmen, and went before them into the wilderness, as pretending that God would there show them the signals of liberty. But Felix thought this procedure was to be the beginning of a revolt, so he sent some horsemen and footmen both armed, who destroyed a great number of them. But there was an Egyptian false prophet that did the Jews more mischief than the former, for he was a cheat, and pretended to be a prophet also, and got together 30,000 men that were deluded by him. These he led round about from the wilderness to the mount which was called the Mount of Olives, and was ready to break into Jerusalem by force from that place. And if he could but once conquer the Roman garrison and the people, he intended to domineer over them by the assistance of those guards of his that were to break into the city with him. But Felix prevented his attempt, and met him with his Roman soldiers, while all the people assisted him in his attack upon them, insomuch that when it came to a battle, the Egyptian ran away with a few others, while the greatest part of those that were with him were either destroyed or taken alive. but the rest of the multitude were dispersed every one to their own homes, and there concealed themselves. Now when these were quieted, it happened, as it does in a diseased body, that another part was subject to an inflammation. For a company of deceivers and robbers got together, and persuaded the Jews to revolt, and exhorted them to assert their liberty, inflicting death on those that continued in obedience to the Roman government, and saying that such as willingly chose slavery ought to be forced from such their desired inclinations. For they parted themselves into different bodies, and lay in wait up and down the country, and plundered the houses of the great men, and slew the men themselves, and set the villages on fire, and this till all Judea was filled with the effects of their madness. And thus the flame was every day more and more blown up, till it came to a direct war. There was also another disturbance at Caesarea. Those Jews who were mixed with the Syrians that lived there, rising a tumult against them. The Jews pretended that the city was theirs, and said that he who built it was a Jew, meaning King Herod. The Syrians confessed also that its builder was a Jew, but they still said, however, that the city was a Grecian city, for that he who set up statues and temples in it could not design it for Jews. On which account both parties had a contest with one another, and this contest increased so much that it came at last to arms, and the bolder sort of them marched out to fight, for the elders of the Jews were not able to put a stop to their own people that were disposed to be tumultuous, and the Greeks thought it a shame for them to be overcome by the Jews. Now these Jews exceeded the others in riches and strength of body, but the Grecian part had the advantage of assistance from the soldiery, for the greatest part of the Roman garrison was raised out of Syria, and being thus related to the Syrian part, they were ready to assist it. However, the governors of the city were concerned to keep all quiet, and whenever they caught those that were most for fighting on either side, they punished them with stripes and bands. Yet did not the sufferings of those that were caught affright the remainder, or make them desist, but they were still more and more exasperated, and deeper engaged in the sedition. And as Felix came once into the marketplace, and commanded the Jews, when they had beaten the Syrians, to go their ways, and threaten them if they would not, and they would not obey him, he sent his soldiers out upon them, and slew a great many of them, upon which it fell out that what they had was plundered. And as the sedition still continued, he chose out the most eminent men on both sides as ambassadors to Nero, to argue about their several privileges.